This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palmer. The president-elect is finally the president-elect.
Gracia reporting the Biden team can finally begin the transition process. The certification of Democrat Joe Biden's win in Michigan Monday appeared to be the domino that finally pushed the Trump administration to allow the long-awaited transition process to begin. After the Michigan certification, the General Services Administration ascertained Biden is the apparent winner of the election. President Donald Trump then tweeted a recommendation for GSA and his team to cooperate on the transition while still vowing to fight the election results. The ascertainment by GSA Administrator Emily Murphy is more than a formality. It frees up funds for the transition and allows Biden's team to begin installing transition personnel at federal agencies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden will be receiving information about classified threats to national security, covert military operations, and pending decisions to possible forces by the military. U.S. President-elect is holding an event today to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State. According to news reports, 74-year-old Janet Yellen, the former chair of the Federal Reserve, would be nominated as Biden's Treasury Secretary. As the first reported in the New York Times, Yellen would be the first woman to lead the U.S. Treasury. Here in the U.S., COVID remains the hot topic, as it is all over the world. In a teleconference, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the government will start shipping Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' experimental antibody drug to hospitals right away.
Expect to distribute about 30,000 doses of the Regeneron product tomorrow, with more to come in the ensuing weeks.
This is VOA News. Britain announced today that travelers from abroad could face a shorter isolation period with a negative COVID-19 test days after their arrival. Current rules require 14 days of quarantine. Starting December 15th, travelers will have the option to pay for a test after 5 days, and if the test comes back negative, they'll be free to end their self-isolation. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte expressed his own concerns about Christmas, saying Tuesday people should not plan to go on ski trips. Italy was one of the hardest-hit nations in the early stages of the pandemic, and on Monday became the sixth country in the world to surpass 50,000 deaths. General Motors is closing out its old year with a recall. AP's Mike Hempen has this report.
General Motors is recalling about 7 million pickup trucks and SUVs worldwide to replace potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. The recall covers GM full-size pickup trucks and SUVs from the 2007 through 2014 model years. It follows a more than four-year investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which told the automaker to recall 6 million vehicles in the U.S. GM believes the vehicles are safe, but says it will not fight the recall. GM contends the airbag inflator canisters have been safe on the road and in testing, but the NHTSA says the inflators still run the risk of exploding. I'm Mike Hempen.
International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region as a government-set deadline for regional forces to surrender looms. The United Nations Security is expected to hold its first meeting today on the situation as international concern about the conflict grows. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has given the Tigray People's Liberation Front until tomorrow to surrender or face a military assault. Communications blackouts have made verifying information during 3 weeks of fighting very difficult. Russia's Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine will cost less than $20 per person on international markets, and Moscow aims to produce more than a billion doses at home and abroad next year, its backers and developers said on Tuesday. The pricing announcement comes as Russia looks to scale up distribution and production. Kirill Dmitriev, the head of Russia's RDIF Sovereign Wealth Fund, said that Moscow and its foreign partners had a capacity to make more than a billion doses starting from next year, enough to vaccinate over 500 million people. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.